This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado will become the first state in the nation to create special units for transgender women in Colorado prisons. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports it follows a 2019 class action lawsuit.
The suit, brought by 400 people who are or have been in prison, alleged they had been subjected to sexual violence and harassment behind bars and denied adequate health care. The agreement will create two new units for transgender women, one in the men's prison in Sterling, Colorado, the other in the women's facility in Denver. Scott Medlock is one of the attorneys who represented the women.
We hope that this will prove to be a model for the nation because people will see it can be done safely this way, and the sky's not going to fall when we drop a bunch of people into a prison where they hadn't been before.
The agreement, which must be signed by the judge, includes a $2.1 million payout to plaintiffs. I'm Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Several Colorado cities limit how many unrelated people can live together, but a new bill at the state capitol might change that. The proposal would still allow for occupancy limits, but based on recognized health and safety standards. Supporters say local occupancy limits strip homeowners of their property rights. Opponents from both parties say home sharing could ruin neighborhoods. Colorado's health system is providing care for a lot of new immigrants. As many as 40,000 new arrivals have come to Denver since last year. Other groups who arrived earlier from Mexico might have a local support network, but that's not the case for many from Central and South America, says Jim Garcia of Tepeyac Community Health Center in Denver.
They're coming with even less support and resources than your typical immigrant family.
Denver Health tells CPR that in the fall and early winter, ER visits rose 10% because of the newcomer population. Those numbers have gone back down in recent weeks. For Metro Denver today, a sunny day, highs in the 60s, about the same tomorrow. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.